There we are.
Right, 13A3. Amar Mad. Okay, we said before, the Gemara is trying to figure out but the leap year story. So we can leap year it because of Nissan, we can leap year because of Tishrei, right? And before we learned that there's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how many days into Nissan needs to be the old season to be able to have to make a leap year, right? That was we were discussing. So Amar Mar, we said before, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtei Yodis Bachedish Ef Simeim. Amar Aleph. Almost a little bit below midway. Okay, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shtei Yodis Bachedish Ef Simeim. Two-thirds, meaning two-thirds of a month of 20 days, is when you have to make a leap year. Rabbi Yossi Eimer Mechashven, Shishas Yem Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abnim. We make a cheshbon that if winter would extend 16 days into Pesach, if it would extend 16 days, not 20 days. The first opinion says if the winter, okay, from change to winter to spring, is after 20 days in Nisan. 21.
Between 16 and 20.
If it's, one opinion says, if it's 21, we're not done yet. One opinion says if it's 20 days, then you need to make a leap year. And the other opinion says 16 days. We'll soon see about the 21, but this is what it says in this statement before. So the Gemara says, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Lecheir is the same thing. Why? Because both acquire some of Chol HaMoed in the season. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, 16 is the first day of Chol HaMoed. 16 is the first day, because what Yom Tov is one day. 15, so 16 is one day, and Rabbi Yehuda and the other Rabbi Yehuda says 20 days. So Lebel, they both agree that in order to make a leap year, one day of Chol HaMoed needs to be in the old season. So he says, Yem Tkufa Game of Yem Tkufa Maschulika Benayl. So Gemara says, this is the difference. If the day of the equinox is counted in the old season or the new season, this we learned last time also. When the season changes, let's say Monday is the new season. Is Monday part of the old season, or is Monday part of the new season? This is the argument between the two opinions. If you hold it 16 days, then you make a leap year, meaning 16 days, one day is of the new season. So then you need to make a leap year. If you hold 20, then you don't have to. What?
If they declare it's Rosh Chodesh, they cannot change their mind like an hour later?
No. Here we're not talking about Rosh Chodesh. You mean, to change the... Yes. So then it's not the 16th, it'll be the 15th. No, you can't do that. Once it's Rosh Chodesh...
Once it's declared, that's it, right?
Right.
Well, leap year, they could reverse.
No, they can't. Not once they proclaim it.
You heard that they could reverse it.
Not 1 second or the start, no.
When the Nasi came, if the Nasi was...
Because it was made on the condition of the Nasi.
No.
So that's the only...
If they did it on the condition that the Nasi agrees and the Nasi doesn't agree, yeah, then it's not a leap year.
If he wasn't around, but if he had agreed already...
But if he agreed already...
No,
there's no question. Okay. Amar, we said before like this. Shisha lefnei achag, if the summer begins 16 days into Tishrei, is when Sukkot. Now we're not going from this into Sukkot. Okay? Now remember, we also said Sukkot has to be Chag Osid. Sukkot has to be in the fall. Okay? So he says like this. If it's 16 days, Shisha lefnei achag, if it extends 16 days into Tishrei, we don't make a leap year. Why? Because Lepel, part of the Osif is in the new year, in the new month. Ela Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says, L'chayra, Shisha Asel Lefnei Achag, Hu Delei. Rabbi Yosi said before, it's 16 days into Tishrei, we do not make a leap year. Hashib, Tzivet Tamei Nasa, but if it's 17 or 18 days, you do. V'ama Shisha Asel Lefnei Pesach, in Batzilei. The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yosi is contradicting himself between Pesach and Sukkot. Before Rabbi Yosi said, if it's 16 days before Pesach, you don't make a leap year. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. Mechachin shosiyam lefnei haPesach. Okay? If it's more, before 16, if it's 16 days into Nisan, then we do make a leap year. Yeah? Here Rabbi Yosi says, if it's 16 days into Nisan, we do make a leap year. Here by Tishrei, Rabbi Yosi says, you don't make a leap year. So why by Nisan is he saying, you're doing by Tishrei, he says you don't, if it's the same 16 days of the Tekufa into each one.
This is
the last week. No, he didn't. This is on my mind because he said, this is pre-quoted. No, on my mind, quoted from what we learned last time, Taka. This we learned last time. But now the Gemara is repeating it. So Gemara says, like, in both cases, whether the summer will extend 16 days into Tishrei or the 22 days into Tishrei, we don't make a leap year. Why does he say the number 16 if it's really supposed to be 21? Because in the Reisha it says 16, in the Sefer it says 16. Basically, this is very great to Gemara about all this stuff over here. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi really holds 21 days in both cases. If it's 21 days into Nisan, then you have to make a leap year. If it's less than 21 days, you don't. Why does he use the number 16? Because that's what it says at the beginning of the Mishnah.
Less than 21?
Yeah, Rabbi Yosi held before 21. That's what the Gemara is asking. How could Rabbi Yosi say 16 when the other time he said 21?
Between 16 to 21. 17 could be.
Right. And here he says not. So Gemara says, really, it's only 21. Up to 21. Why does he say 16? Because at the beginning of the Mishnah, he says 16. It's not right there. The Pshimon says, Av shisha asil fnei achag ma'abrim. Even if the new season came within 16 days into Tishrei, you make a leap year.
Before?
The leap year before, obviously. By the way, when we're talking about Tishrei, making a leap year because of Tishrei, we're talking about the leap year before, not the leap year after.
Oh.
Right? In other words, if they should, in 1980, I'm using this easier, in 1980, if they realized that 1981 Tishrei, it's 16 days into the season, goes more than 16 days, then the half a year before, in 1980, they're going to make a leap year. It's not afterwards, it's before.
If they afterwards.
In other words, when they make a leap year in Adar, yeah, they take two things into consideration. What's going to be with Pesach, and what's going to be with Tishrei?
Next Pesach.
A half a year. No, this Pesach.
When the one that is past?
When they calculate after Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. After Rosh Hashanah this past, this year. Yeah, after Rosh Hashanah. Now we're in Shvat. Okay. Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, after Tishrei, Bezman sat down, and he started making the Cheshbeinus. Yeah? Now, two of the major components is, if Pesach is going to be in the spring, and if Sukkot is going to be in the fall. That's what they need to figure out. So now if they sit down, and they know when the Tekufa starts, they know when it's going to be. Right? They know. So if they figure out that spring will start 16 days into Pesach, into Nisan, then they're going to make a leap year.
How can they figure out if they don't know when the Rosh
Chodesh
is going to be?
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask later, so let them play with the Rosh Chodesh.
Make it 2 days, 1 day.
But the Gemara is going to say you can't do that. You're right. L'chayde, they can play with the Rosh Chodesh to make it work. Yeah. Okay? The only problem is, they didn't always figure it out right after Tishrei. Sometimes they figure it out in Adar.
And there's not enough days. Sometimes you have a whole month.
Right, no, I'm saying sometimes they figure it out in Adar. Like we said, if the Besdin's not there, the Nasi's not there, whatever. Okay? They could start figuring it out in Tishrei. Okay? But they could also start figuring it out in Adar. It doesn't take a month to figure it out. It could take them a few days to figure out exactly what's going on, right?
But if they did,
let's say in Adar. Okay, they could do it in Cheshvan. But let's say they did it in Adar. They weren't around. They went on Hawaii, whatever. So now, this coming in Adar, and they're trying to figure out, do we need to make a leap year or not? So they take two things into two major things into consideration. Is Pesach going to be in the spring? Because Pesach has to be in the spring. Okay? So the Gemara is discussing here, what does it mean Pesach in the spring? So one opinion says 16 days into the month, that if it's 16 days or more, you need to make a leap year. And meaning, if winter ends the 16th of Nisan, you need to make a leap year. Another opinion says the 21st. Okay? Now that's really not so much by Nisan as it is by Tishrei. By Tishrei is a different calculation. It has to be Asif, it has to be Chol HaMoed when you can gather the grain, because Yom Tov you can't. So Sukkot, they also figure out then, half a year before, three quarters of a year before, they figure out when is winter or when is summer going to end.
Well, I thought you said in
one second, when is summer going to end? Yeah. Now, if summer ends Aleph Tishrei, and that's when fall begins, right?
Yeah.
Kuf is Tishrei, then there's no problem. What do you need a leap year for?
Right.
Which one takes priority?
Both. Either one of the two, because Pesach has to be in the spring. And Sukkot must be in the fall. So both have to work.
What if one is and one isn't?
So then they make a leap year.
What happens about the other?
They have no choice. You must have Pesach in the spring, and you must have Sukkot in the fall.
What about the other factors, like is if it's a drought year?
That's what I'm saying. That's all. But what Gemara is discussing now, these two aspects of it.
I'm saying if it's a drought year, how are you supposed to know a year in advance when they're predicting it if it's going to be a drought year?
That's what I'm saying. If they did it in order and it was a drought, so then they know. You're right. They're not going to know in Tishrei if it's going to be a drought or not. But
this is according to Eretz Yisrael's weather conditions and everything, correct?
As opposed to Australia?
No, like in Middle East.
Basically, it was where the Jews were living, Eretz Yisrael, yeah.
Everything was according to the Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Everything you just explained.
You know when they say the Meila, the moon, Shabbos and Varchim? Yeah. The birth of the moon. It's Israeli time. Mm.
Ah.
It's the Meila in Eretz Yisrael.
Anywhere in the world that it's announced, it's based on
when
it's going to show up.
Yeah.
And why is it a mitzvah to say it? Announce the moment that
it's not a mitzvah, it's a minig.
Why?
Why? Because you want to know when the new moon, your benchy, your blessing, the new month. You want to know exactly when the moon starts. When the month starts.
It's a minhag also to say in Yiddish? I'm just asking. I'm serious. Because in 770 they would only say in Yiddish.
Because that's the language people understood.
Are you saying in Yiddish too?
Why do I say it in Yiddish? Because when the shul started, I had a bunch of Pelosh Jews here that spoke Yiddish. In addition to English.
They all sat over there, right?
Yeah, they're all the Fortune 500 table, yeah. Anyway, so.
Literally.
So they were saying, in Europe, when they were a kid, they remembered they did it in Yiddish.
You make sure we get
so the first time I did it, I remember maybe the first time. So somebody said, no, in Yiddish. I said in English, and then the guy said, yeah, come on, do it in Yiddish, like in Alter Heim. So I did it in Yiddish, and that's what it continued every time. So even though nobody understands Yiddish, I still do it.
If we yell in Farsi.
I mean, like I've been saying to be a Danu.
Are you going to say in Farsi?
No. That's not.
Everything you explained previously about the Meila, the two premises that based on which we do the Meila.
No. Not the Meila, the leap year.
The leap year, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Pesach has to come, has to always
in the spring, and Sukkot has to be in the fall.
Why are we still talking about this? This was the beginning of the whole discussion. I mean, this is the whole reason why we do this.
So that's what Gemara is figuring out, the different opinions, when you make a leap year, when you don't make a leap year. So how much of Pesach has to be in the spring? Does the whole Pesach have to be in the spring? Does part of Pesach have to be in the spring? That's the argument, with 16 days, 21 days, and the same thing by Sukkot.
One more time, the spring is defined as what time of the year? Which month is...
It's not a month, it has to do with the solar system.
March
23rd. It's the English day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when, which...
So in our days, it's easier. If we know, let's say, March 21st is spring.
That's the beginning of spring.
Let's say, it is. I don't know whatever day it is.
Yeah.
Winter begins December 21st. Whatever. Let's push it to the Kufis, yeah? So, today you'll have to figure all that. The Kufa, it's simple. You know it starts March 23rd? Yeah? So you know, is it 16 days into Nissan or before 16 days into Nissan? Well, then you know right away if you need to make a leap year or not. And then you look at Tishrei. So if fall begins, September 21st, so then you know, September 21st, is it before Sukkot, during Sukkot, after Sukkot, and that's the opinion. Nowadays it's very simple. But those days they figured it out. Even though it wasn't so hard, because they knew exactly how many days and hours. It also has to do with hours, not only days, by the way. Mm-hmm. There's X amount of hours in the day also. It's not an exact, remember we learned before, it's not,
Also minutes and seconds.
Yeah.
Milliseconds.
What does the Rambam add in Mitzvah's Kiddush HaChodesh in Yad HaZakah, in addition to what the Gemara is saying now?
1 minute. Here, according to the Gemara Nedarim, Shmuel holds there's 91 days, 7.5 hours between each of the successive tekufis. Okay? That, if you hold, the days are exactly 365 and a quarter days. Okay? He says, in point of fact, however, the year of Shmuel, as well as the Julian calendar, is slightly longer than the astronomical year. See, the Rambam also brings down that it's a machlekes. The Rambam writes it's a machlekes, not only Chachmei Yisrael, but Chachmei of the Goyim. How long a year is? Is it exactly 365 and a quarter days? Or is it 365 a little bit more or less than a quarter? Mm-hmm. Okay? So that year, how do you figure out the seasons? There's four seasons exactly apart. Right? So either you take 365 days and a quarter divided by four. So then you get into hours. Mm-hmm. Because if a quarter of a day is 6 hours, and you're cutting 365 days and 6 hours into quarters, so it's one cheshbon. But if it's 365 and a quarter of a day plus another hour, let's say, or minus an hour, so then it's a few minutes off. Right? So even the tekufa can eventually, after many, many years, can be a day or two different.
Question, if there's 16 days into Tishrei, and then they announce a leap year, right?
Half a year before.
Yeah.
Half a year before, correct.
Right.
So the next Tekufa is 13 days into the Tekufa, because they added 29 days, 1 month.
No.
So how is that going to work out?
Why not?
So I suppose after 3 years it's going to set itself.
Whatever it is, it's going to work. Nissan will always, Pesach will also be always be in this fall, in the spring. Tchufas Nissan, right?
So that's why seven.
But if you're going with that cheshbon of the seasons based on 365 and a quarter, which is Shmuel's cheshbon, okay, which a lot, most of these things you go by Shmuel. Shmuel said, "I know the streets of the heaven like I know the streets of my hometown Nardoi," and it wasn't in L.A. with GPS. It was a small shtetl, probably a few blocks by a few blocks. And Shmuel says that Shvilinli Nehidin Derekia, it's as clear to me, it's lit up to me, the streets of the heaven, Keshvilin de Nardoi, like the streets of Nardoi, the Gemara says. Okay, so Shmuel was an extremely great astronomer. But you have Rav Ada and Shmuel and the Tkufis, there were certain Gemaras, I mean, the Gemara Tanin, Amenoim, that were mamish, brilliant experts in this.
Telescopes?
Huh?
Telescopes?
They have telescopes. They have nothing to do with the what is the telescope. They're looking at the
to see
the space station. Whatever. Anyway, so based on this, today is much easier because we know exactly when the seasons are, so you can figure out. But again, the whole system of leap years and not leap years today, according to the calendar, okay, that Hillel's grandson made. The famous Hillel had a grandson by the name of Hillel. He was the one that made the calendar the way we have now. Now, like we said, in a 19-year cycle, there are 12 regular years, 7 leap years, and the Rambam says exactly which one of the years is a leap year. So now it's all figured out. We don't have to figure it out. Let's say, for instance, this year, as we all know, Thanksgiving came out Hanukkah. That has to do with the, okay, never so early. For many, many years and many, many years to come, it's not going to be that early. So this year is the biggest reason to make a leap year. You understand? Because usually, Yom Kippur is in October. This year, the whole tissue is in September. The whole tissue is in September. So that's for sure a reason to leap year, because then you're going to have Pesach in the middle of the winter. If you don't push it off a month. Okay, so that's it. So the Gemara is only figuring out, based on the Tkufa, if this is when the new season begins. We know Sukkot has to be in the fall. Pesach has to be in the spring. Based on, this is what the old Gemara is talking about now. How many days into Tishrei, is the season change? Do we need to make a leap year or not? Today it's all irrelevant until Mashiach comes, right? Because today we have calendars. That's it. We know exactly when the leap year is going to be.
The Kufa is set, right?
Kufa is set.
Changing.
Kufa never changes.
It's the hot, the
leap years change.
But Rabbi, you see, every year our calendar is different than the solar by 11 days.
Right.
So let's say Tishrei the 5th is Rosh Hashanah, is Sukkot, right? The 5th of Tishrei.
15th.
The 5th, let's say, is this year. So I know in the upcoming year.
5th of Tishrei is not Sukkot. What do you mean?
I'm sorry, September 5th.
Oh, September 5th, yeah.
So I know that next year it's going to be 11 days ahead, right? So it's going to be the 16th
right.
September. And that's going to be,
Sukkot. Not always, because it's not always 11 days shorter.
So that's what I'm saying, the Rosh Hashanah.
Normally, that's only Yomim Kisidra. Okay. According to the calendar, okay, 1 month is full, 1 month is less. In the lunar calendar, yeah? 1 month is 30 days. Let's see. What's called a Shana Kisidron, a normal year. Tishri is 30, Cheshvan is 29. Kislev is 30, Tevis is 29. So, you're right? That's Kisidron when it goes in order. But because it's not exactly 354 days, it's 354 plus days, okay? So sometimes they need to make 2 months in a row, either 29, or 2 months in a row, 30. So Cheshvan and Kislev, for whatever reason, are those months picked. That therefore, Marshall, this year is the longest lunar calendar year possible.
356.
Because not only is there a leap year, not only is there a leap year that adds another 29 days to 354, right? In addition to that, this year, Cheshvan was 30 and Kislev was 30. Mm-hmm.
Is that why we don't have Hayom Yom?
That's why there's no Hayom Yom for 30th of Kislev, because the year that Rebbe wrote it, Tovshin Beis, Tovshin Aleph, I mean, whatever. There was only one day that Rosh Chodesh.
So Hillel's calculation was exact?
Hillel's calculation was exact, yeah.
Till the end of time.
Till the end of time. Based on his system of 19-year cycle.
Why do we need to go back to... It's
not till the end of the year.
Because that's what it says. When Mashiach comes, we're going back. Because the Torah says, and yesterday's Pasha, Achedesh Azalach HaMeresh Chadashim, the witnesses need to see it.
Make a mitzvah.
Rambam says clearly, when Mashiach comes, we're going back to the old system.
And the fact that the...
And Korban is, and all that stuff.
You better come soon, Rabbi, because it's not till the end of the time.
What?
This calculation.
It is.
Because the distance of the sun from the earth is
so that Hashem will take a string and pull down the sun. Big deal. I mean,
it happens soon.
Rabbi, why is it that we do it on other make it Ubar? It has to be before.
No, because Adar is the last month of the year.
I know, but it has to be before Sukkot, so we can't do it in Mafre. Eh?
No, because the months begin from Nissan.
Oh, it starts from Nissan, not from...
Months start from Nissan. Oh. Yesterday's Pasha, Rishin Hu Lachem L'Chotzei Hashana.
Oh, that's for Tishrei, for the other...
Right, for the next year.
No, for other Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah is not the first month of the year, it's the seventh month of the year.
It depends on what?
Okay.
What about the fact that when Moshiach comes, Laila Yom Yair, that the moon is always going to be full? How do you reconcile that?
What's going to be Kiddush Acher? It'll be a different, whatever it'll be.
Is that literal?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah.
Is it always full?
No, the moon, it's going to be a full moon. Like.
And it's going to have as much light power as the sun.
Correct.
What?
At the beginning of creation, beginning of creation, it says, Vayas Hashem Elokim, at the beginning of Bereshis, and the fourth day, Eshnei Ama'edis Agdeilim. Asamora Godol Memshala Sayim, Besamora Kotin Memshala Salaila, Beisa Kechavim. What does the Patsik say? Hashem made the two big luminaries, and then in the same breath, the Torah says the big one during the day and the small one at night, with the stars. Right? So the Medrash says, 1 minute. The Patsik starts off saying the two big lights, and in the same Patsik it says the big and small. So it says Rashi brings down a Chumash, okay, in Parshas Pinchas, that the moon said to Hashem, obviously it doesn't mean the moon talked, it means the Malach in charge of the moon said to Hashem, yeah, you can't have two kings ruling the same place. You can't have two kings. Me and the Son are the same power. So Hashem said, no problem, you're shrinking. You have a problem? You're shrinking. Yeah. Hashem told him to throw in the suggestion box in the back. And meanwhile, he shrunk the moon. And therefore it says, Esek Echovim, and Hashem gave to compensate the moon, he gave him the stars to work together with the moon at night. Okay? Because of that, it says, Osir Izim Echod Lechatos, and Rosh Chodesh he brought a communal sin offering. So one of them was for coming into the Migdash, if you didn't know, by mistake. And then Rashi quotes in Parshas Pinchas, the Medrash, that says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring for me a kapara, bring for me a sin offering. Hashem says, I did something wrong, that I shrunk the moon. So Hashem said, I did something wrong by lessening the moon. So for that I need a communal korban chatos on Rosh Chodesh. It's Rashi and Parshas Pinchas. Okay, look in the Chumash. Yeah? So Hashem said, I lessened the moon, and because of that I did something wrong, so therefore Hashem said, bring a korban chatos for me. That's what the...
So the solar system was created on the...
So 1 second. So in Kiddush Levana we say, what the Pasuk says, V'yi er ha-levana ke'er ha-chama, like it wasn't Sheshes and Mebreshes. Because at the beginning of creation, the sun and the moon were equally powerful. So it says when Mashiach comes, it's going to be like before the Eitz Hadas and before all that stuff. And because of that, the moon is going to shine like the sun.
There's no more slivers than...
There's no more ups and downs in the moon.
So things stop moving?
That's in the second Kufa and in the miraculous era of Mashiach, not the first Kufa. So after Tchias HaMesim, that's what's going to be. Technically, what's going to work? We'll wait and see. We'll get there. We'll watch it. I can't tell you the technicalities of it. This is what it says in the Svarim, in the Zentera.
Solar system was created on Yom Revi'i?
Yes. No, it's an incorrect statement. According to the Medrash, everything was created Sunday.
Everything? So he put it in
first
a...
Day.
Sunday, no, the first day.
What do you mean everything was
created? Everything was created... Not only that, according to one opinion of the Medrash, everything was created... Hashem said, Bereshis Bar Likim, which is the first of the 10 utterances, yeah? As the Shemayim Vesa Oretz, everything was created on the first day. this that it says about the sun and the moon on Wednesday, Lamashul, that's when God hung it up. It was created on, don't ask me what it means, this is what it says. It was created Sunday, Hashem didn't hang it up in the sky until Wednesday. So it said, Nitlu Ama'eris, they were hung on Wednesday. But everything was created on Sunday.
So 4 days there was nothing happening.
Not human being?
For 4 days there was no sun, there was no, I mean it was right. Created, but
there was nothing functioning. There was earth on the first day, but that wasn't sunlight.
It was in
Shabbat and human beings.
Human being also
or no?
No. Human people were created Friday.
Friday?
But
everything was created on Sunday.
But then of course yeah, but not people. Yeah, but not people. Yeah, but not people.
Animals? No.
Again, I don't know if it means the...
In its potential, it was created in its potential.
No, it says it's actually created. Adam, no? Anyway, we're way off topic, so let's go. I tell you one thing, it's sure easier than this.
What does the Rambam add to what everyone is saying?
What does the Rambam add in an Ehuchi Shabbos? No, he's paskening. Because in Gemara is full of arguments.
What does he add? Calculations and things.
He doesn't
like
add the calculations. The Gemara doesn't make the calculations that the Rambam does.
No.
Rambam
is a lot more complicated than this.
Here the Gemara is not going into Kiddush HaChodesh. First of all, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And also the Gemara doesn't go into the exact calculation of the Rambam writes. The Rambam says, I'm getting this from the Greek books in astronomy. So he says, why am I writing it here? Because I don't want people krichen in the Goyesha books. And here in Torah you'll have it all. You don't have to go look in the Goyesha books.
Is he going in the mind of Hillel HaZaken? And explaining how he came up with it?
Hillel HaZaken... the Cheshbainis. The Greeks also had those Cheshbainis.
I'm just saying he's describing how Hillel HaZaken came up with the
calculation. Yeah.
And what did the Alter Rebbe add when he was like 12 or 13 years old, this big speech that he gave on...
No, he just made a pilp on it. Today also there's books written on Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay. The Gemara says like this. Rav Shimon Neymar, Shisha Sifni Achog Ma'abrim. Rav Shimon says that even if it's Sukkot would extend 16 days, I mean, if the summer would extend 16 days into Tishrei, then you make a leap year. So Gemara says, Haino Tanakama, that's the first opinion. That was the first Tana says 16 days also. What did Rav Shimon add? So he says, Ika Benayu, Yem Tkufa Maschuv, Yem Tkufa Gremer. What Rav Shimon arguing with Tanakama, basically the Gemara says, we don't know which one's which, whether the day of the new season is from the old season or from the new season. In other words, when it says 16 days, right, is the 16th day from the old season or from the new season? And that's the argument between Rav Shimon and the Chacham when they say 16 days, whether the day is counted, the new Tkuf is counted from the old Cheshbon or the new Cheshbon, that would be the argument. And the Gemara says we don't know which one's which. Okay, now it says, there's another opinion in the Braise. Achedim say, miyutei, even if the previous season would be in the lesser part of the month, we still make a leap year. Not only 16, not only 21, even if it's less. In other words, if it's going to start, as Gemara says, on the 14th day, the new season begins Tishrei or Nisan, you need to make a leap year. There's Achedim's opinion. It's another opinion. What do you mean? It's not what he said before. Yeah, when you have a different opinion, it's not what the guy said before.
What about 15? How about the 14? What would put 14?
There's no opinion for 15.
There's no opinion
for 15. Right.
As long as Pesach is in Aviv, that's it. It doesn't matter.
And Sukkot has to be in Asif.
It doesn't matter. The beginning of the Aviv, middle of Aviv, 15th of Aviv.
Correct. But the Gemara is going to explain. This opinion holds, the whole Pesach has to be in the spring. That means if the Pesach is the 15th. So if it's 14 days or more, then you need to make a leap year. Even 14 days, because Pesach has to be in the whole Pesach. That's what Mar's going to explain. The Kamim Yutei, how much is it? Arba'asi in 14 days. So the Gemara says it like this. If he holds that the day of the equinox is the previous session, the kula chag bein in, and you need the whole Pesach in it, yeah? And the whole cholameit sukkah, so he can have it. Okay? So Gemara says like this. Amel of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Shmuel bar Yitzchak says, Acherim betukuf is nisin kaimer. The Acherim are not talking about sukkahs, they're only talking about Pesach. In other words, like this. The Gemara thought that the Acherim were talking about sukkahs. Because Lepel, and they said the whole sukkahs needs to be in the new month, right? Yeah. In the new. But the Gemara says, Asif, like we said before, means Chol HaMoed. So why do you need the first day of Pesach in the fall? What do you care if it's in the summer? As long as the first day of gathering is in the fall. Chag Asif. So that's why Shmuel by the Yitzchak says, they're talking about Nissen. They're not talking about Sukkot. And therefore you need the first day of Pesach in the spring.
Whereas Sukkot?
Sukkot, I don't care if the first day of Sukkot is in the winter. Because what needs to be in the fall? Chag HaAsif, when you gather. When do you gather? You can't gather on Yom Tov. So you gather on Chol HaMoed. So he says, that's the difference. They're not talking about Tishrei, he says. Just for Nissan, this opinion holds, the whole Pesach must be in the spring. So therefore, it has to be, if it goes into 14 days, you already need to make a new leap year.
So the whole issue is gathering.
For Sukkot, not Pesach.
And you're allowed to gather on Chol HaMoed because otherwise you're going to have
to... Double of it, yeah.
To bring it in.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get wet.
It doesn't get ruined.
So what happens to all the halachas in Chol HaMoed?
First of all, they weren't harvesting. They were just bringing it in. It was cut already. It was in the fields over the summer.
There's no cutting?
What's Chag HaAsif?
Yeah, okay, gathering, yeah.
You have Chag HaKotzer and Shavuos.
Oh.
They cut it and Shavuos. I mean, not Yom Tov. Shavuos time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they let it stay in the fields to dry for the summer.
Doesn't it become a Kabbal Tumah if it rains in a field?
So who cares?
Oh, because you don't want it to.
No, who cares if it becomes susceptible to Tumah?
Well, how are you going to take it to the offerings to the Beit HaMikdash?
So those are, make sure we're not Tumah.
Oh, they're separated.
Right. What do they do now when they cut wheat for matzah?
They make sure it doesn't rain.
They cut it. No, they cut it early.
And they bring it in right away.
They cut it before it's ripened. Oh.
Before it's ripened? How come?
Can the wheat get wet?
Yeah. No.
For matzah, can the wheat get wet?
No.
No. So, but it needs rain to grow.
Yeah, exactly.
Why isn't the wheat wet? It's wet, no?
Yeah.
It's called rain. Mm. With no rain, no wheat.
Yeah, so how
does it get wet? So the din is, wheat can only become chametz if it's cut already, or it's ready to be cut, meaning fully ripened.
Oh.
Then it doesn't need the ground anymore. It doesn't need the ground.
Yeah.
So therefore it's considered as if it was cut already. And therefore, because it doesn't need the ground anymore, so kolor oil l'ksekir katsudami, so it's considered cut. So, but until it's ripened, you must have rain. That's why it doesn't grow. It can become chametz when it's growing. That's what the halach is. 1 second. So, what do they do? They go to Arizona, because that's where the wheat grows, basically. I believe that's where they go. They used to go, for sure, maybe go other places. They go to Arizona, and they cut the wheat before it's ripened.
That's why we get stomachache.
No.
No.
They cut the wheat before it's ripened. And then they ripened it off the ground in sealed, you know, containers that is not shaykh to get wet.
When they cut it, it's wet.
It can ripen off the ground.
That's why it's $30 a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can ripen it out. But there's moisture on the wheat when you cut.
So they dry it, whatever, I don't know.
But you can't dry it. You have to dry it before you cut it.
It's the bell is dry, I don't know exactly, I'm never
matzah,
there.
That's not shmura, they do this?
Huh?
Not shmura matzah, they do this?
It depends, there's shmura from the time of ksira, harvesting.
It sounds like very...
And there's shmura mishas tchina, from grinding.
Oh, yeah. It
That's why you have different. Sometimes Shmur Matzah says Mishas Ksira from the time of harvest. Sometimes it says a Shmur from the time of Tchin of the grinding. Halachically, it must be from the time of grinding. But that you have to make sure it doesn't get wet. But the Shmur Matzah that we call Shmur Matzah is from the time of the hand. Shmur Matzah is from the time of harvesting.
All of them? All of the Shmur? Like yeah. Ralph's one? Yeah.
Ralph's one. Ralph doesn't sit there and bake matzah.
Is that why it's $30 a pound?
That you have to ask the storekeepers.
So how come we go to Arizona, but it says it's made in Israel?
No. In America, the ones they bake. Oh. Israel, they have their own places where they have wheat. They don't come to Arizona from Israel.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm saying the American matzah, they kind of the Russian. The Russia, they bake now Russian matzah in Russia, so they get the wheat from Russia. See, in America, they get, there's the New York matzah, there's a bunch of companies. No, they're Krachabad matzah, what?
They get the wheat from the U.S.
Made in China.
Yeah. How do we know the Aracha?
They put all you from China?
When the Bnei Israel, when they left Egypt, they even don't know how to break and become like that.
In Torah, gives all the halachas. In Hilchos Pesach, there's chapters and chapters and chapters about the Shmur Matzah. What do you mean? I was given to Moshe at Har Sinai.
When they left Mitzrayim, when they arrived to Har Sinai, they didn't know the matzah. They didn't know what is matzah. They just they baked bread and he didn't raise, so they don't know what happened.
No, what did Hashem tell them in Egypt? Yesterday in yesterday's parsha, it said together with the Korban Pesach they needed to eat matzah. That was before they left Egypt. So there are two matzahs. There's a matzah before Chatzos with the Korban Pesach, the matzah afterwards.
And the one before doesn't get.
And some commentaries say that the Egyptians fed the Jews matzah in Egypt. It's a cheap food. Like in South Africa, they used to feed the slaves over there, the white thing. I don't know what it's called. It's a white seal. It's very cheap and very filling. So that's what they used to give. So some people say that the Jews in Egypt ate matzah. But that's not that they didn't know. They didn't have the opportunity.